From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. According to the National Eating Disorder Association, in the United States alone, 20 million women and 10 million men suffer from a clinically significant eating disorder at some point in their lives. But treatment for these mental disorders can still be hard to find. So one new clinic that specializes in the treatment of eating disorders opened in Columbia just last month, on January 18th. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Annie Seal had no idea what she was up against in 2008 when her daughter was diagnosed with an eating disorder.
Up until that point, I knew very little about eating disorders. Very, very little, other than what we kind of know culturally. Like Karen Carpenter had one. People look skinny, so maybe they have one.
And her daughter, Kat, was getting nothing but worse. So Annie took Kat to see a doctor.
I just remember the doctor saying, well, the good news is we don't have to put her in the hospital today. The bad news is your daughter needs residential treatment starting tomorrow.
Annie says the hospital immediately referred her to McCallum Place, a St. Louis area clinic that specializes in the treatment of eating disorders.
It really wasn't until I got her to McCallum Place that I felt like, okay, we're doing the right things.
Kat was able to recover, and now several years later, a new McCallum Place facility has opened in Columbia. There's a large dining room, several therapy rooms, a room for yoga, and a classroom for school-aged patients.
They're working with a therapist, dietitian, psychiatrist. They have yoga and movement when they're medically ready for it. They have expressive therapies and art therapies.
That's Beth Scheuer, a psychologist and the clinical director at the Columbia McCallum Place. The Columbia Clinic currently offers what's called a partial hospitalization program where patients spend 10 or 6 hours a day at the clinic, as well as intensive outpatient treatment. There's already McCallum clinics in both St. Louis and Kansas City, but until now there were no eating disorder-specific treatment centers available to families in mid-Missouri. And Scheuer says there are many reasons to have a clinic here.
Well, I mean, one automatic answer to that is the MU campus and Columbia College and Stevens College, and also the centrality to all of Central Missouri.
As for the costs associated with treatment, there was significant movement forward on this issue just last year, when the state of Missouri passed a law that requires insurance companies to provide coverage for the diagnosis and treatment of eating disorders. So while treatment may be expensive, Kim McCallum, the founder of McCallum Place, says,
the good news is that for many people, insurance will cover treatment. Insurance doesn't always cover 100% of treatment. There might be a copay, or they may support a percentage of treatment that's recommended, maybe the first part where the symptoms are very severe.
And for some people, Scheuer says, treatment is essential.
We do know that the earlier we catch it, the earlier someone receives treatment, the more quickly the recovery process can happen.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.